刚刚蔡旭华弟兄在提到我的时候，介绍我的时候呢，他说我不是新朋友，我是老朋友。
When Kevin Sales introduced me to the crowd, he said, "I'm not a new friend, but an old friend."
如果你活得像我这样这一大把年纪的时候呢，我们对一个字呢非常的敏感。
Now, if you live to my age, you understand we are very sensitive to one word.
老朋友有另外的一个意思。
Old friend means something else.
然后我曾经最近有机会呢，就跟一些年轻人呢去讲话。
So I have opportunities to talk to some young people.
那些都很小的人。
Very young people.
然后就跟他们讲话呢，他就讲到来看到我说是，他就是说，哎呀，他那么老。
Now when they come to me, they say, "Wow, Tom, you're so old."
所以我们对这个字呢非常的敏感。
So therefore, very, very sensitive to that word.
我希望以后蔡旭华弟兄在介绍我的时候不要再说老弟兄。
I'm hoping in the future that Kevin would not introduce me as an old brother.
他说我们认识很久的弟兄。
He can say we have known each other for a long time.
那我最近我刚从国内回来。
I just came back from China.
我们呢，大学呢，同学呢，毕业了很多年。
So our college friends graduate from college for many years.
我们大学毕业了以后，我们很多人从来没有再碰过面。
Well, many of us had never ever met each other after the college graduation.
大家再想想看的话呢，他们就说，如果我们不再碰面的话呢。我们很多人呢，我们就见不到了。
Now they thought about it. They said, "Well, if we don't gather together, we won't ever see each other."
所以就有人呢发起一个运动呢，说是我们呢要有六十年大学毕业六十年的聚会呢，我们一同聚会。
Now somebody started the activity of for 60th anniversary reunion.
但是我们算了一算以后的话呢，六十年呢。还有好多年，我还没那么老。
We did some. Now we do the numbers, and then we realize it's at the 60th anniversary. It's quite far away from us. Many years away from us.
不过所差是无几了。
But it's actually the numbers are limited.
所以他们算算，我不告诉你多少年。
So we did numbers, but I won't tell you.
所以呢，他们就约好了呢，要在一起。
So they talk to each other and they agree to meet again.
但是我们这一群人呢，一共差不多三十多人、四十人的时候，我们就非常的忙。
But there are about 30, 40 people in our group, and we are all very busy.
你们会说这么老的人怎么还会那么忙
？So you would wonder why are those so old people are so busy?
我们刚刚一个姐妹说是她是七十一岁。
Now one sister just mentioned she's 71 years old.
我还可以称你做小妹妹。
Now I can call you little younger sister.
所以我就说呢，当我们在讲呢，我们大家很忙，就没有办法抽出时间来。
Because we're so busy, we don't have the time.
所以我们左算右算的话呢，我们就说十一月的头一个礼拜呢，我们就在聚在一起。
So we decided, well, you know, the first week in November, we can all gather together.
但是这一个礼拜，我们心里想，我们要在一起一个礼拜的话呢，这些人见了面以后，我们谈什么啊？
Now we're going to be together for one entire week. Now what do we want to talk about?
然后我们说太久了。
It's been so long.
所以呢，我们就说呢，这礼拜三、礼拜四这两天的话呢，我们聚在一起。
So then we decided, okay, we're going to meet.On Wednesday and a Thursday.
为什么呢？因为周末的时候呢，这个老周的话呢很忙。
Because on the weekends, Mr. Joe here is very busy.
老周。
Old Joe is very busy.
他很忙。
Yeah, he is very busy.
所以呢，要他在一起的时候，我们就跟他在一起。
No, if he's there, when he's available, we will be with all together.
所以礼拜三、礼拜四我们聚在一起。
So therefore, we decided to meet on Wednesday and Thursday.
结果没有想到，到最后的时候，到这十月快完的时候呢，
Now we then went to close when the end the last moment.
忽然间有一些事情发生了。
All of a sudden, something happened.
那有一个弟兄呢，他忽然间因为这个人的身份的关系呢，他信了主了，他觉得说他应该受洗。
Now one brother, because his identity or because he the.He's become a believer. He wants to be baptized.
但是他不愿意和众人都知道。
But he didn't want everybody to know him.
但是你说是这怎么可以？这受洗是见证啊。
No, but the baptism is a testimony itself. So why can? How can it be?
但是因为他的身份的关系呢，所以他就说好吧，我们就找几个人比较轻易的人的话呢，我们一起来给你做见证。
But it's because it's a special situation. He said, okay, well, let's just maybe gather a few friends to be the witness of your
testimony.
And then he said, well, I'm only available this particular week.
I said, 什么时候有空啊?
And I said, when are you be available?
He said, 我只有礼拜三可以。
So only Wednesday.
所以我就没有去我们这个大家六十年周年的这个聚会。
Therefore, I was not able to go to our 60th anniversary reunion.
然后这个聚会完了以后的话呢，他们就去照了一个团体照。
Now, after during the reunion, they took a photograph of the entire group.
他们拿了团体照以后呢，就把这个团体照的印了以后呢，用邮件附件寄来。
Now the after the they have the photo, they mailed me a photo.
然后他们就说要把我开除。
They said, well, he's unfired from the group.
因为我们大家知道这个时间就是要在这个时候跟你见面，你不能够来。
But because they said because we decided on the particular time because of your availability, but you didn't show up.
除非呢，你能够把我们所有人的名字的话呢。都讲出来。
Okay, unless you can tell the names of each individual person.
谁是谁
？And who's who?
这个照片来了，这个是谁？这是谁？这是谁
？To be able to identify every single person in the photograph.
你知道吧？有一些人呢，我常常见面的。
You know, many of the people I typically meet them often.
这些人我认识。
So I know some of those people.
其他人我没有一个人认识的。
Now among that familiar group, I don't know anybody else.
这个岁月催人。
Now the days has really destroyed a person.
所以当这些人在一起的时候，我就回来，我就问他们，我说到底你们谈了些什么啊
？Now so I ask them, so what did you guys talk about?
因为我们这一群人这么忙。
So we're so busy.
那其中有一个人的话是世界首富之一。
Now one of the person was one of the richest, wealthiest person in the world.
所以的话呢，人家看了他以后，他人家告诉我，他这就是他。
Now they said when they look at the photograph, they said that was him.
我一眼看过去，我说是他。
Oh, is it really? Is him?
我说小看他了。
Oh, I looked down upon him.
因为他一点都不像首富。
But he doesn't appear to be one of the wealthiest person.
我就说，那他既然是首富的话呢？我说他可见的话呢，不敢再说春风得意嘛，起码还得意得意吧。
So if he's such a wealthy person, he must show out to be a very pleasant person.
然后我就说，那他是怎么样呢
？Now what kind of person is he?
他们就大家就叹口气。
They everybody sighed.
他是说差的话的一身的病。
He's ridden with all kind of sickness.
他的话呢有很多很多的重担。
He has a lot of burdens to carry.
他们就说你真是应该去的。
So they said you really should have gone.
为什么呢？我说为什么应该去呢
？So why should I have gone?
他说你不是牧师吗
？But so you're a pastor.
你可以去安慰安慰他呢
？So you can comfort him.
我就想着说是，也许是的确是。
Maybe I thought truly I should have gone.
那我就说好吧，我就去跟他想办法，去跟他再打电话，跟他去讲，说是我去看看他吧。
So I thought, you know, maybe I should give him a call to say hey to offer that I'm available to see him.
他说我现在很忙。
But he said, I'm very busy.
我的时候还没有到。
My time hasn't come.
还不需要你来给我送终。
I don't need you to come to my funeral.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，我们常常如果你在这个世上去做任何的事情的话，你有很多很多想法。
Now, you know, brother, sister, when you go to the world, you have a lot of thoughts, a lot of plans.
你这世上所成就的一切。
Everything you accomplish in this world.
然后到底它带来给你的人生带来有什么喜悦
？So what kind of meaning does those things accomplishment would bring to you？
我以前很我喜欢一首这个颂词。
So I used to I like this song。
大家都很喜欢的。
So everybody liked it。
我大家也很熟悉的。
A lot of you are very familiar with it too。
众里寻他千百度。
So it's a, you're searching for her in the crowd.
对不对？这一切大家我们都知道。
So we all know that.
那为义呢？笑得人憔悴。
So I'm getting thinner and thinner by days because thinking for her.
所以你追寻了这么许多的东西。
So you're searching for so many things.
然后诗人问了一个问题，他都怎么样？找了这么久，找了这么久都没有找到。
So you're searching so hard you could not find it.
这蓦然回首。
Now all of a sudden you turn your head.
回头看一看。
And you looked back.
他说那人却在灯火阑珊处。
So that person is right in the shadow of the light.
弟兄姐妹，我们在一生寻求很多的东西。
So you know in the life we're searching for, pursuing for many things in our life.
我们被世界的潮流带了，我们需要这个。
We're carried by the trend of the world.
我们叫 iPhone 3开始。
Now we all start with iPhone 3.
然后叫 iPhone 4.
And then we go to iPhone 4.
然后 iPhone 5.
And iPhone 5.
iPhone 6.
And iPhone 6.
然后就等着 iPhone 6S.
Now we are waiting for iPhone 6, S. It's available.
S.
S, yeah, iPhone 6S.
我有一个朋友
，So I have a friend，
在一个高科技的公司里面做事
，Working for a high-tech company。
他说我在这个公司里面做事的话呢，我是非常受挫折。
He told me I'm very frustrated working for this company。
他说我好不容易开发一个东西出来
，Now he said I finally developed a product。
但是我发现我还没有出来过这个还没产品还没有推出来的时候它已经过时了。
But I've noticed before the product even get on the market is obsolete.
因为我是从硅谷以前曾经一度在硅谷做过事。
I used to work in the Silicon Valley.
然后我今天来的时候呢我们从我一个同工的吴清远弟兄家里面我们开车过来。
And this morning, I drove from my brother Wu Qingyuan's house.
然后我们过来以后，我们是在192街那边。
So it's so we're going by the 192nd.
所以我们从14号公路的东边就往西边开。
So we're driving on Highway 14 from east to west.
我们开到这205那个地方那个出口，来回到教会来这边来的时候。
Now we need to get off the exit of Highway 14 to come to 205 to church.
那个发现呢，那个出口呢给封住了。
We noticed that the exit was blocked.
No, 我是讲员。
So I'm the
我是讲员。
I'm the preacher today.
这个讲员就怕怎么迟到。
So as a speaker, I'm afraid of being late.
我们其实已经有很多的时间，准备了很多的时间。
As a matter of fact, we're ahead of our schedule.
一到那个出口的时候，给封住了。
But now we come to the exit, we notice it's blocked.
我们要我想。
So I think.
我们怎么样子到教会来
？So how can we get to church?
然后呢，有个选择呢，一直往前面开。
Now, one of the choices is just to drive, press on.
到了在 Vancouver 市中心呢，绕回来。
Now, come to pass, once the pass, go to the downtown Vancouver and turn around.
我就自作聪明。
So, I thought I was pretty wise.
所以我就说是 有另外一条路更直接更快。
So I said, well, there's another more direct way to get there.
我从205南边的方向去呢，过桥，然后到了那个地方左转，马上再回来。这自由路上面不是很容易吗？
So I said, let's turn to Highway 205 south, and then make a U-turn come back. So we're driving the freeway, must be more convenient.
我们就吴清远弟兄呢，因为他刚刚搬到我们 Vancouver 这个城市来。
Now, brother Wu Qingyuan just moved to Vancouver.
你注意到我讲我们 Vancouver 来。
He moved to our Vancouver.
表示我是一个老朋友。
I'm telling you that I'm an old friend here.
所以我就从这边，我就说走这条路过来。
So I told him to say, let's go take this route.
一上205南面的方向的路的时候，我就慌了。
Once we get on 205 south, I panicked.
因为我看见205向北方面去的话就堵车。
Because I noticed the traffic coming to the north from aisle 205 was backed up.
吴清远弟兄就安慰我。
Now, brother Wu Qingyuan comforted me.
他说没事儿，没事儿。
He said, no worries, don't worry about it.
只有短短一段。
It's just short distance.
那就好了，我们就说短短一段吧。
Okay, he said, okay, let's settle on that.
然后我们就走下去。
So we drove on.
转回来。
Now turn around.
然后我们一面谈笑风生，我们在谈一些事情。
So we talk about a lot of things, we're in the happy dialogue.
到了14号公路的交口。
Now we come back to Highway 14 exit.
205向北方向从14号那个地方全部封住。
Now we notice that actually the 205 exit to 214 was blocked.
我们又得下这么14号公路下去。
So we have to drive to Highway 14 toward the east.
绕过去又继续往西方向去。
So continue to go west.
绕了这么一大转。
So we take this big long route.
就好像以色列人他们要到我这迦南地的话呢，在旷野里面走了38年。
It's just like the Israelites who walked in the wilderness for 38 years before they reached the Canaan.
虚功一场。
It's just all wasted labor.
年纪到了我们这个大的年纪的时候，你就想了说是我这一生是何苦啊。
Now when you reach my age, you would think, what's the meaning of my life?
虚空的虚空
，It's all meaningless.
如果你去读传道书的话
，If you read Ecclesiastes,
你就看见有很多的事情呢，就是都是一样的。
So you will notice that a lot of things are the same.
你如果仔细去读的话，他就是说是这整个的人生是一个虚空的人生。
So it's saying that the people's life is just a meaningless life.
你拿到的这个 iPhone 的话呢，五分钟热度就没有了。
So if you get the iPhone after five minutes of fevers, you say, hey, what's this? It doesn't mean anything.
我最近从中国回来。
So I just came back from China.
中国现在很红的手机是什么手机
？Do you know what's the popular phone in China?
我看见我们徐弟兄来了以后，这是你们华为的东西。
No, you know, brother Xu is here, and he's the phone made by Huawei.
这个是小米，
小米。
那小米呢？现在有一个红米。
小米 phone and 红 and Redmi phone。
这是，现在红米好吃呢，还是小米好吃呢
？Now which one's better？
那我们是红米。哎呀，你看这样子很好。
So you look at that 红米 phone is much better looking。
但是我拿回来以后，跟我儿子的 iPhone 比比。
So I took it back and compared to my son's iPhone.
我儿子说，我这个是 iPhone.
So my son said, no, of course the iPhone's better.
我说我这个是小米。
But I said, okay, look at my Xiaomi.
但是都是马上就过时的。
But they will all become obsolete very soon.
你是富人也好，那是穷人也好，都是一样。
So it's the same situation applies to no matter you're a wealthy person or poor person.
弟兄姐妹，我想问的问题，你今天在一生在寻求，在努力，
那
所谓何来
Now, brother, sister, I'm asking this question. What are you doing? Why are you pursuing? You're laboring.
我十三年以前我来到这个地方，给我在头我们教会的头一次的退休会是我来的。
Now, but I came to this church about 13 years ago, and I was the speaker for the first retreat of this church.
我看见李长老坐在下面。
I see David Lee sitting down there.
是他给我翻译的。
He was the interpreter.
因为我看见马姐妹在坐在下面。
I also see Sister Ma sitting there.
他们都是给我做翻译的。
So we're both interpreters for me.
那时候马姐妹年轻美貌。
No, back then. Sister Ma was young and beautiful.
那时候的这个李长老的话呢，没有他现在这么忠厚。
Back then, Brother David Lee was a little thinner.
你懂不懂什么叫忠厚
？Now, do you know what's up?
所以你如果看见我们的都变了。
Now, if you paid attention, you notice that we all have changed.
那个时候，我们的李长老的话呢，他刚刚开业。
So back then, the Brother Lee was just starting
his own clinic. 他不是他自己开始有
he started his own
这叫做什么？他的事业。
Yeah, he started his own career.
他正自己的开事业，在那个时候，我就看到对他的。非常的敬仰，我说这个是很好啊，我们的弟兄那么年轻。
So I back then I respect him very much. I said, well, such a young brother, and you're already starting your own clinic.
刚刚结婚不久。
Just married.
哈，所以他们那个时候是那个样子。
So back then they were just like that.
但是在奋斗。
But they were working hard.
但是今天的话呢，就已经成了两军了。
两什么？
没有关系，就算都已经很多了。
Okay, but yeah, he has many things.
但是你如果问问我们的弟兄看的话
，But if you look at the brothers,
你说他那个时候愉快呢，还是现在愉快
？Do you think he was happier back then or happier now?
这是我们都需要问的问题。
This is the question we need to ask all of us.
传道书呢，它的名字呢，事实是叫做《传道者》。
Ecclesiastes, the name of the book is really just the name is really the preacher.
在希伯来文里面呢，它事实上讲呢，它是一个老师。
So, in the book of in Hebrew language, is talking about he's being a teacher.
所以他在讲的时候，他在说写传道书的时候，他说我要讲这个。虚空的虚空的人生，然后要讲一些虚空人生的道理是什么
？So the teacher is saying that I'm going to teach about the meaningless life. What's the philosophy behind it?
这个叫做人生的哲学。
This is called the philosophy of life.
我们今年的主题叫做怎么样子从世界脱离。
So this year's theme is how we can be liberated from the world.
你们都听见我们的牧师在这讲了很多很多的遍。当我们一个人信了主的时候，我们得了一个永生的生命。
Now we heard from our pastor that when we receive a new life, when we become believers of God.
永生的生命。
Is a life everlasting.
但是永生的生命是一个新造的生命。
Now this everlasting life is a new life.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们想到在你的人生之挣扎当中，你自己有没有想到你是一个有新造的生命，还是你在世界的挣扎当中，你是一个老生命在那挣扎？
So when you're in your life struggle, have you ever thought about your new creation, or is the old self was struggling?
你得了一个新的生命，你是活在传统的思想里面去生活呢，还是在你的新的生命的思想里面去生活？
Now with this new creation, are you still living your old tradition of yourself or living in the new creation of yourself?
如果你在自己的老的生命里面的思想观念就活的话呢，新生命对你是没有任何的影响的。
If you're still living the old traditions of your life, the new creation has no impact to you.
但是我请问呢，我们今天在人在江湖身不由己的观念下面，我们是一个老生命在活呢，还是一个新生命在活？
But now with the concept that we're living in this world, what can we do about it? So are you living out your new creation or you're living out your old life?
很多人在读传道书的时候，他们的观念是说虚空的虚空。
Now when people read the book of Ecclesiastes, they're saying that it's meaningless.
这是一个什么？这是一个悲观的态度去看事情。
It's a very negative attitude toward life.
当你在教会里面，你跟同工因为看法不一样，互相在指责，互相在那个埋怨，你在家庭里面，你的夫妻因为观态度不一样，在那儿互相埋怨，在那个时候。你是新的生命的观念呢，还是旧的生命观念？
Now when you're in church, in family, because the opinions differences, you're complaining against each other. Are you living out as a new creation or living as the old person?
当你看见你的孩子在增长的时候，你就希望他要上一个好的学校，能够将来可以到一个更好的大学里面去读，拿到一个博士。当你在思想上好像没有其他的事情一样，你是在旧的观念里面过日子。
Now, when you have expecting your child to grow up to go to a very good college and get his PhD, so are you living? That's the only thing you're expecting from the child. Are you living in the old, as a new creation, or the old self?
我们怎么样子待人处事，取自于你如何看你自己。
So how we treat the others really has the origin from how we value ourselves.
这是我们每一个人都需要思想的问题。
So that's the question we all needed to think about.
到底人生所谓何来？
Now, what? Why are we on earth?
那这一段圣经，我们今天要讲的这段圣经，《传道书》第九章，让我们看见人生事实上是一个积极的人生观，而不是一个悲观的人生观。
Now, if you read the chapter 9 of Ecclesiastes, we know that the value for life is positive, not just negative.
原来虚空两个字。
Now, in vanity or meaningless, the word.
你如果看我们今天的周报上面的那个标题“虚空”两个字，上面有引号的。
But if you notice on the bulletin, if you have in your hand, there's a quotation mark.
这个引号的意思就是说，你看的这个字是虚空，可能有另外一个意思。
Now, the meaning of the quotation mark was because you look at the word vanity, but it may have a different meaning.
这个可能的意思是什么呢？原来在希伯来文里面的话，这个字来讲就好像一个烟一样的烟雾。
So in the word of in the language of in the Hebrew language, the word means almost like a smoke.
有点意思，就是说的是短暂，转时就没有了的。
So it means it's short-lived and it's disappearing in a second.
那我们这许多人呢，我们就看见了人呢，在老了以后，但是还很忙的人的话呢，我们就是说是我们随时随地就没有了。
So it says like in our life when we're old and we're very busy, but our life could disappear in any second.
瞬间就没有了。
All of a sudden.
我刚刚来的时候，看见每一次看到卢长老，我心里面都非常非常开心。
So every time I see Elder Lu's here, I'm very happy.
我相信卢长老，我自己脸上贴金子哈。我希望呢，卢长老他会想呢，他不是说我怎么，他看着我也是非常开心。
So I hope Elder Lu is happy to see me as well.
对不对？
Is that right?
是，当我去我看见他来的时候，我坐在前面，我回头一看，卢长老来了，坐在那地方，我特别开心。
So every time I come here, I turn around, I see Elder Lu sitting there, and I'm so happy.
我就过去跟他打招呼。
So I go to say hello to him.
哎呀，我的弟兄啊，他真是，他比我年长很多，他还要站起来。
So I go to see him, and he's a lot more, many years senior than me, and he still stand up.
我心里很过不去，我去了，你站起来，我过不去。
So I feel a little embarrassed that you stand up.
嗯，他站起来。
So, but he stands up.
但他讲了一句话，跟踪了我的心里面。
But he also said some words that's really hit my heart.
他这次感谢主，我今天又可以看到你。
So he said, thanks to the Lord, I can see you again.
这是在一个时代里面的珍惜一个友情的一句话。
This is a very friendly, very funny words.
这句话就是说是弟兄姐妹们，我们活在这世上的时候，我们要珍惜神所赐给我们的。
So that means when we're living on earth, we need to treasure what God has given to us.
我们来看第九章第九节。
So let's look at chapter 9, verse 9.
我们的弟兄先念。
So chapter 9, verse 9. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love,all the days of the meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days.
第九节他说，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日。你有没有看见在这个地方有一件非常有意思的，说这个日子是一个虚空的日子，但是你有没有想到这个虚空的日子却是神赐给你的。
But you see here, it said the days are meaningless days, but the days were given to you by God.
你有没有觉得很奇怪？
Don't you feel curious about it?
你有没有送一个人的一个东西是没有用的东西？
Do you ever give somebody a gift that's meaningless?
有没有过？
Have you done that before?
我们每一次过圣诞节的时候，我的孩子呢，就碰到很多很难，最大的困难就是要送礼物给我。
So, every Christmas, my children would think about gifts for me.
因为他们送什么东西，对我都没有用啊。
So, it's hard to give me anything because almost everything is meaningless to me.
又送什么东西给老人有用的。
So, what kind of things an old person can use?
他们就挖空心思
，so they think hard，
要买一个东西送给我们
，to buy something to give to me，
但是想不到送什么东西给我们
，but they can't find out anything that to。
所以当你要送一个东西给人家的时候呢，你一定是有用的。
So when you think about buying something to give to somebody, that must be useful to the person。
但是神赐那虚空的人生给你，你要问为什么？
But God gave us meaningless days to us. You would ask why?
我在一眼望去，我们看见很多有夫妻的。
So I look around, I see many husband and wives.
你有没有想到，神赐给你们是这一对夫妻
？But have you thought about that God bless you to be a couple?
但是要你们在一起吵架吗
？But is that to want you to argue with each other, living as a couple?
他是要你们互相嫌弃吗
？Does God want you to complain against each other?
他是要你们觉得说是虚空的人生吗
？So does God want you to feel that's meaningless?
如果你还有一点点心
，If you just have a little bit of left.
我希望你去思想一下。
So I want you to think about it.
如果你们坐在一起，我希望你们互相看一下。
If you're sitting next to each other, please look at each other.
你有没有想到神为什么赐这个婚姻给你
？So have you thought about why God give you this marriage?
虚空的人生就是那神所赐给你的虚空的人生。
Now this life of vanity is the day is given to you by God.
这下面他在说什么呢？
Now what did he say next?
他说你就当怎么样？当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得的分。
So he says, enjoy life with your wife, because for this is your lot in life and your toilsome labor under the sun.
我们每一个人在这世上都非常的辛苦度日去赚钱。
Now we all work very hard, very toilsome to earn money in this world.
那我们有一个同工呢，他是今年71岁。
So I have a coworker who's about 71 years old.
他现在的话呢是一个宣教士。
Now he's a preacher.
然后呢，他这个人的话呢，真是很有本事。
Now this person is a very gifted person.
这个人的话呢，他到我们派他到什么地方去做工呢？他没有两个月以后，他就大街小巷全认识了。
So regardless of where we send him to ministry, then he would get acquainted with everyone within a month or two.
在什么地方什么菜什么哪个馆子店什么东西好吃他都知道。
He knows where the best restaurants to go.
我有的时候怀疑我说是到底我们派他去做宣教士他一天到晚干嘛啊。
So sometimes I wonder, so we sent him as a missionary, so what did he do every day?
他什么路都知道。
He knows everything.
我们很多人呢，我就开汽车的，我在美国50多年了，我开汽车我就开了差不多将近百万里的汽车了。
So I've been living in the U.S. for about 50 years. I have to drive millions of miles with my car.
所以的话，我到了中国不敢开车。
But I'm going to China. When I'm in China, I don't dare to drive.
可是我这个姐妹呢，在美国的开车呢，上海话叫哑哑舞。
So when but it's a little about my sister, which the sister was living. She lived in the U.S. Her driving skills was minimum.
她在这个上海的，他现在在一个地方呢，是有山丘的。他这的话，开车的话呢，很凶猛的。
Now, but she's in China. She's just driving in a hilly city. She was very brave driving all over the place.
有一次我坐他的车。
One day I was riding her car.
他在跟出租车争路。
She was competing with the taxis to get on the road.
这个姐妹，我就觉得对她非常非常的佩服。
So I develop a strong respect for her.
她在美国的时候有过跟我们讲过她一个经验。
So when she was in the U.S., she told us the one of her experiences.
那时候我在硅谷牧会。
So back then I was a pastor in the Silicon Valley area.
她在我的教会里面。
She was a member of my church.
她在中国的时候，她是个医生。
Now she's in China. She's a doctor.
但是到了美国了以后呢，她的那个因为没有执照，也没有去考试，所以呢，她那个时候呢，就给人当保姆。
So, but when she came to the U.S. because she didn't have the U.S. Medical license, she only worked as a nurse, a maid.
她就住在那个硅谷的那个圣何塞那个地方。
So she lived in the San Jose area.
然后呢，他就给一个家里面去做保姆呢。那个房子的话呢，是盖在那个圣何塞那个硅谷里面一个最贵的区里面一个山顶上面。
Now she was a nurse and for a household which was the house built on the top of the most expensive hill in Silicon Valley.
我那个时候呢，刚刚刚刚出来坐传道带教会。
So back then I just came out to be a full-time pastor of a church.
那我前身的话呢，出来做教会呢，还曾经一度呢，在贪爱世界呢，就赚了一点这个钱，开了个公司。
Now before I came out to be a full-time pastor, I was, I was a successful businessman, made some money.
可是我的房子是在那个最贵的那个区域里面的山下。
So, but my house was at the bottom of the hill in the expensive neighborhood.
她做保姆那个房子呢是在那个山上。
Now, her, the house she worked for was on the top of the hill of the expensive neighborhood.
你老远看见在山下的话，就看见山顶上呢有一个白房子。
So if you can look at the white house in the distance and top the hill.
非常雄伟。
Very grand.
那个窗子的话呢，是一个大的玻璃窗。
The windows are like a large glass windows.
不是这样的玻璃窗。
Not a small narrow window.
是这样的玻璃窗。
A big wide windows.
这玻璃窗前面呢有个钢琴。
Now there is a grand piano in front of the window.
那个钢琴不是这样的钢琴。
Now it's not like the piano is not like this.
那个钢琴是大钢琴。
It's a grand piano.
这大钢琴不是小大钢琴。
It's not a baby grand piano.
是大钢琴。
It's a grand piano.
所以在这样的一个光景的话呢，他的夫妻两个人呢，盖了这么贵的房子。
So the owner, the husband and wife built such an expensive house.
那夫妻两个人都打工，都做事。
那 both husband and wife work.
早出晚归。
Going, leaving early in the morning, come back late at night.
早上六点多钟就出门了。
So they left 6 o'clock in the morning.
晚上回家的时候呢，11-12点。
Came home around midnight.
她做保姆。
So she was the nurse.
要做保姆的孩子的话呢，就会这中午在什么样去睡觉了，或者怎么样的孩子呢，她就安排好了。
So she took care for the children.
那我这个姐妹呢？我这个姐妹呢，她弹的一手好钢琴。
Now this sister, she's a good piano player.
她在玻璃窗前面弹钢琴。
She would play the grand piano in front of the view windows.
欣赏那个风景。
And enjoy the views around the house.
这两个主人的话呢，就赚了钱让我的姐妹欣赏。
But the owner of the house went to work.Toil hard to earn money to pay for her lifestyle.
你们做父母的呢，努力的去赚钱。
So as parents, you all work very hard to earn money.
一个房子，两个房子，从山下搬到山上。
So one house, two house, from the bottom of the hill to the top of the hill.
对不起，我在讲这个话，我不是在讲诸位，我也是这样的。
So I'm not talking just about you. I myself was like that.
我在第一个房子买的时候，我只花了2000块钱。
So when I purchased my first house, it was only cost. I only spent about $2,000.
我最后一个房子是100万。
So my last house was $1 million.
也是这样子苦修苦的出来，所以我不是说诸位，所以不要生气。
So.I'm not saying you, but I say we all toiled hard to be like that.
这一切都是虚空的虚空。
But this is all meaningless.
穷人跟富人相遇。
No, when a rich and a poor, when a rich and a poor person.
他们在路上相遇。
When they meet in the road.
他们都在神的手中。
They're all in the hands of God.
箴言第22:6这样说的。
So in the Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
他说，教养儿童，让他所当行的道。
Teach your child the way he should go.
Train
the child the way he.
到老他们也不偏离。
So that they will not deviate until their old age.
教他什么呢？
So train them what?
叫他当行的道，他到老他也不偏离。
So teach them the way they go, then they will never deviate from.
在这一段的前面就是我刚刚讲的，穷人跟富人在街上相遇，他们就在神的手中。
So train them that rich person or poor person meet on the street, they are all in the hands of God.
穷人跟富人在人生的道路是一样的。
So on the path of life is the same for the rich person and the poor person.
这一段圣经告诉你说，神赐给你这一切，你尽管享受。
So the verse is telling us, God has given you all this. Just enjoy it.
神不一定叫你要做苦修士。
So God did not want you to become a monk.
我们竟然中国有一些怪观念，好像你爱主，你就要做一个苦修士。
So in the Chinese culture, there's sometimes we have the concept: if you love God, you have to live a very poor life.
神叫你要做苦修士，你去做苦修士；神没有叫你做苦修士，别去做志愿军。
So if God has called you to live a life of a thrifty life, yes, do it. But otherwise, don't volunteer yourself like that.
弟兄姐妹们，珍惜我们现在所有的东西。
Brother, sister, treasure everything you have.
然后早上晚上多一点怎么样？对你们的配偶能够有一些怎么样？好言好语。
But even day in the day, in the morning and night, just exchange some nice words with your spouse.
你不知道时间多快就没有了。
But you don't know because how fast times elapse.
让我们看第四节。
Now let's look at verse 10.
那第四节他说什么？凡你所当做的事，要尽力去做。
Now, so whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might.
所以在这地方讲的，当你所应该做的事情，你要去做。
So it says here, so you need to do what you need to do.
什么叫做当你所要做的事情
？So what it says, so whatever your hands find to do.
这个从第九节有关系。他说，你这虚空的人生是神所赐给你的。
It's related to verse 9 because the meaningless days was given to you by God.
你要在这个世上里面，在神所赐的日子里面，他说我要你干活的。
So it says here, in the days of your life on earth, you need to work.
我们要问的一个问题是：世界叫我做这许多事情呢，还是神要我做这许多事情
？Now and then we need to ask the question: Does the world want us to do all those things, or God want us to do all those things?
我们都是活在一个标杆人生里面。
So we're all working for a purpose-driven life.
但是这个标杆是神要你设立的标杆呢，还是世界让你设立的标杆
？Now we have to ask the question: Is the purpose set by the world or set by God?
是要你装的钱去买 iPhone 6S 的。
So it's like you earn the money to buy your iPhone 6S?
还是你在 Saratoga 山上，这硅谷那个贵的区域 ，Saratoga 山上去买一栋房子呢
？Or you to buy the house on top of the Saratoga Mountain Hill?
我不敢讲 Camel 山上。
No, I don't want to say the top of the Prune Hill.
因为讲了以后，你们都以后再也不欢迎我来了。
So if I say the top of the Prune Hill, you won't welcome you anymore.
我们那个时候都有一个压力在我们身上，要往Saratoga山上去搬。
So we all want back then, we all under the pressure, they want to go to the top of the Saratoga Mountain.
我在那时候，我们在盖我们的教会呢，是在一个这个圣何西城市的最南边。
So back then we built a church in the south end of the city of San Jose.
那边比起Saratoga来呢是差远了。
So that area is a lot less expensive than Saratoga area.
那时候在教会的弟兄姐妹眼睛都看着Saratoga这个城市。
So back then, a lot of the brothers and sisters they're looking at the city in that.
他们要搬到Saratoga去。
So they all moving toward Saratoga.
但是我看看光景不对。
But I look at the situation as well. They're just.
我结果就从这个Saratoga搬到圣何西的南边去了。
But I was moving actually backward from Saratoga to the south end.
后来有人跟我讲。
So later I was told by somebody.
他说你知道吗
？So do you know?
你从Saratoga搬到我们圣何西南边，给我们不知道。多少大的鼓励
？So you didn't know how much encouragement you give to us by simply moving from Saratoga to the south end of the city.
因为我们从你的行动上看见，从你的行动上看见了。
Because we can see from what you did.
你所说的是你自己所行的。
You believed what you preached.
弟兄姐妹，神所赐给你的，你需要知道你要怎么用。
So, brother, sister, we needed to know how to utilize what God had given to us.
我现在才真正知道神为什么让我那个时候就开公司。
So now I just finally realized why God wanted me to to start up a business.
神我才真正的知道神为什么赐福给我。
So now I fully understand why God blessed me with all these blessings.
因为我现在在一个地方的话呢，我看见那许多穷苦的人。
So because when I go to a place, I saw these poor people.
我就看到那许多穷苦的传道人。
I saw these poor preachers.
哎呦，很多人在这个大的城市里面，一家三口里面，他800块人民币。
So I see these people, they're living in this big city, but the whole family of three only have 800 yuan of income.
他怎么样子过日子？
How could the person live a life?
他们的妻子去说，这个传道人在这儿坐着，妻子不得不去做钟点工。
So, and the pastor's wife had to work hourly for somebody.
钟点工的话是30块钱一个小时。被拿去了以后，他拿到的话呢，只不过是12块钱。
No, it's about 30 yuan per hour, but after everything, she only earns about 12 yuan per hour.
弟兄姐妹，我想问的一个问题：神所赐给你的东西，你坐在什么地方
？So, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you this question. So, God, with all the things God has given to you, where are you?
弟兄姐妹，我想问的一个问题是：神给你精力，你用在什么地方？
Now, I want to ask you, God has given you energy, and where do you use your energy?
弟兄姐妹，我想问的，神给你的聪明智慧，你用在什么地方？
Now, brothers, sisters, I want to ask you, God has given you wisdom and intelligence. Where are you using those things?
我们的今年的主题告诉我们怎么样，要从世界的观念里面走出来。
Now, this year's theme is to walk out from the values of the world.
我们要从世界被释放出来。
So we need to be liberated from the world.
你要问的问题，你是被释放出来呢，你还是在沉迷在世界里面？
But the question for you is, have you been liberated from the world, or you indulge yourself in the world?
他这第十节里面他没有讲完。
Now the verse 10 did not.
他说：“为什么你要去尽力去做神要你做的事情呢？”
It was he said, "Why you should do all those things?"
因为神赐你今天在世界上面。
Because God allow you to live in this world.
因为神赐这个生命在让你活在你这个肉体里面。
So because God bless you with a life, then you can live in flesh on this world.
他要你在这个地方还有活让你干。
He has things for you to do.
因为他讲的理由，为什么你要尽力去做
？Now he did explain why you need to do like this.
因为在你所去必去的第一点，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
So, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom.
你在世上。不没有地方，你到神那里去，不需要你传福音。
So when you go to God one day, you don't need to share with the other people anymore.
因为穷人在天上的话呢，也不需要你的马门去帮助人家。
And in heaven, you don't need to share your money with others either.
你看见有人在那个苦难当中，你也没有机会到那地方去安慰他们。
When you see people in suffering, you no longer have the opportunity to comfort them.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，在这世上你有很多很多的机会，你怎么可能你把眼睛闭上不去看？
Now, brother, sister, you have so many opportunities in this world. How could you close your eyes and not see?
但是你我的眼睛就在我们的儿女身上。
How come? But our eyes only focus on our own children.
就在我们的儿女升学、跳芭蕾舞、拉小提琴、弹钢琴、去参加辩论、打棒球、踢足球。我们做司机，开来，开去。
So we're focusing on children to help them to do all those activities.
让他将来进一个好的学校。
So that he can go to a good school.
拿一个博士。
Earn a PhD degree.
到了一个工作里面去，到 Intel， 到什么工作公司去做？华为。
Find a good job in Intel or Huawei.
然后在那儿奋斗。
and to strive.
跟老头子一样。
Just like his old dad.
你的人生是真是那么好吗？
So is the life is that beautiful?
就好像今天我们走到205向南方向走，又走回来，还是走14号公路，走回来。
It's like today we drive to out 205 south, and we still have to come back to go 14 west.
虚空的虚空。
Meaningless
的人生。
That's the life.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天要觉醒。
Now, brothers, sisters, please wake up.
你可以在那儿自己在那儿挣扎。
You can struggle all by yourself there.
但是我知道，你绝对相信这是真理。
But I know you must believe this is truth.
你说我走不出来。
You said, well, I can't get out of this.
我告诉你，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
Yes, indeed, by us, yes, you cannot, but by God, you can do everything.
你试试他看。
You need to try.
但是你说是，我现在不能够。
But you may say, I can't now.
我的时间还没有到。
It's not my time yet.
我已经70多了，我的时间还没有到。
I'm by over 70 years old. My time hasn't come yet.
我刚刚讲的，我这个朋友不是七十多，他已经八十多了。
I just mentioned about my friend. He's not 70 years old. He's about the 80 years old.
我最近特别对我自己的日子在数算。
Very recently, I started counting the days of my lives.
我在想，我就跟我的爱人讲，我说，你知道我在。我就是在再过几不久我就八十了。
So I've been telling my wife, I said, just not a few days, I will be 80 years old soon.
我发现一件什么事情呢？我发现我最近我的思想不像以前那么敏锐了。
So I noticed my thinking was not that sharp anymore.
我以前可以的同时做很多事情的。
So yeah, I used to be able to be multitasking.
而现在呢，我爱人交代我一件事情，我都做不好。
But now I couldn't even do one thing my wife told me to do.
她都嫌我。
So she complained about me.
嫌我太慢了。
She complained about being too slow.
我应该，她应该今天坐在这里，我听我讲这篇道。
I really wish she could be sitting here listening to my sermon today.
让她反省反省。
So that she could reflect.
不要对老头子这么不耐烦。
She shouldn't be too complaining too much about her husband.
我跟他讲，我说是都是我宠坏了你。
I told her, I said, because I was too nice to you.
但是我发现我现在怎么样，掉下来很快。
But because I noticed I was deteriorating very fast.
我以前记忆力特好。
I used to have very good memories.
让我读书，没有一本书我读两遍的。
So I don't read a book twice.
然后我的这圣经的话呢，我可以成章成章成卷成卷的背的。
I can recall the Bible verses by books by easily.
但是你今天告诉我这样的事情，我下一分钟就忘掉了。
But if today if you tell me one thing, the next minute I would forget.
岁月不饶人。
It's all ages.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
第十一节说什么呢？我又转念在日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong.Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth, or the wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and a chance happen to them all.
你知道我们在做任何的事情的时候，我们都要考虑说做不做得成。
So when we plan for everything, we need to think about how can we be successful?
我刚刚讲的说是我们要从世界的做这些东西里面走出来，我们要做一些有意义的事情。你说难道我走得出来吗
So when we're, so I just mentioned that we should walk out of the world, so you would ask the question, can I do that?
这些事情告诉你就是这回事儿。
So this is telling you that, yes, it's true.
你走走看嘛。
So you need to try, you need to walk.
行千里路，始于足下。
So a journey of 1,000 miles starts to the very beginning.
你如果不去走第一步，你会走3,000步吗？
So if you don't make the first step, how could you make 3,000 steps?
你想想看，你在世上做任何的事情，是先得到了再去做的吗？
So you think about it. Everything in the world is you got it, and then you start doing that.
你都在将信将疑的观念里面，你就努力去做的。
So with the, even this attitude, when you think about it, is it true or not, you start doing.
你在世上的东西，你可以微笑的憔悴。
So you can be getting thinner every day, just by what you're thinking.
你在世上的人去找寻你世界上的梦。
You can pursue your dreams in this world.
但是你没有找到，但你蓦然回首，那人却在灯火阑珊处。
But you couldn't find it, but turn around, you saw that person in the shadow.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有想到你所走的道路跟你自己的思想是不一样的？
Do you know, brothers, sisters, the path you're walking are different from what you're thinking?
试试到看。
Try.
他说怎么样？要领导众人是在乎当时的机会。
So he said it's come to you because of the time.
你今天有夫妻在的。
Today, if you have your spouses,
这是你当时的机会。
This is the opportunity you have in hand.
再晚了，他没有了。
If he may, or she, or he may go away.
我每一次出门。
Every day, every time I leave my house.
如果我的妻子没有跟我在一起。
If my wife is not with me.
然后回去。
And then when I go back.
我的妻子对我就特别好。
So she'll be very nice to me.
因为她不知道我什么时候就没有了。
Because she's not never certain when, so one day I'll be gone.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，在你自己的机会里面，你要珍惜。
Brother, sister, please treasure the opportunities you have in hand.
在你旁边，如果有人有需要
，If somebody next to you is in need,
下一分钟可能就没有了。
The next minute, the person will be gone.
你说等一等。
But you said, wait.
等到明天。
Can you wait until tomorrow?
明天可能就没有了。
But tomorrow's no more.
我跟你们讲过一个故事，我有一年在阿根廷。
So I don't remember if I told you the story. One year I was in Argentina.
我就阿根廷过去，我们很多年没有去旅游，那次去旅游。我们去南美，我们去坐游轮，然后后来我们到阿根廷的一个伊瓜苏那么大的瀑布。
So and so we one year we went over to Argentina and after many years we were not able to on vacation so we saw this grand fall waterfall.
我在大瀑布前面欣赏风景，那座我住一个酒店，我特别找一个好的酒店，有一个阳台，我坐在那地方去欣赏。
I booked a very nice hotel, has a balcony in front of the waterfall. So I was sitting on the balcony, enjoying the waterfall.
但是在那一天早上在欣赏的时候，看见那个清晨的时候，阳光照下来，那个瀑布的水汽上升，然后阳光照来，哎呀，美得不得了。
So when I was, that morning, when I saw the sunshine coming down, and water vapors going up, it's a beautiful scene.
但是我没有在欣赏那里的阳光。
But I was not enjoying the sunshine.
我在跟我的爱人在讲话。
But I was talking to my wife.
我说你记不记得有这么一个人
？I said, well, do you remember there's a person?
她说我当然记得喽。
Oh yeah, do you? So she said, oh, I remember that person.
我说她每一个月呢需要多少钱
？I telling her that every month she would need this much money.
然后她的账号是这个。
And his account number is this.
然后我就说，你记不记得在那个地方有这么一个人
？And then I asked, told her, said, "Well, do you remember in the other place there's this person?"
And 他的家的光景是这个样。
And his family is like that.
我说他需要的是这个。
And the family's need is this.
我就一个一个这么讲。
So I was just talking to her person by person.
忽然间她停下来。
All of a sudden, I stopped.
她说你在干嘛
She said, what are you doing?
她说你是不是在交代后事啊
So are you telling me, are you make plans for your afterlife?
原来头天晚上发生了什么事情
Because something happened the night before.
我夜里面醒来。
I woke up in the middle of the night.
我不知道为什么醒。
I didn't understand why I woke up.
但我一摸我的脉搏
I touched my pulse. I felt my pulse.
没有脉搏
I didn't feel any pulse.
停了
No heartbeat. Stopped.
我不知道为什么摸
I don't understand why, but as I felt.
就在那个时候就在想
But then at that point, I start thinking.
躺在我旁边这个人
The person leaning next to me.
我要叫醒她还是不叫醒她
Should I wake her up or not?
那叫醒她了以后这一群说西班牙话的人把她叫醒了她怎么办她抓瞎啊
So, but she woke up in the middle of the night with all of the Spanish-speaking crowd. What could she do?
还是不要叫她吧
So, maybe I should not wake her up.
但一想
Then I thought again.
我如果就这样过去掉了
What if I just passed away like this?
他早上醒来旁边躺个死人他怎么办呢
I should walk up in the morning and see this dead person laying next to her.
就在这里讲还想说我要叫醒他呢还是不叫醒他呢 To be or not to be?
Now is this to wake her up or not to wake her up? To be or not to be?
脉搏又回来了，我的脉搏又回来了。
My pulse came back.
十二节。
The verse 12.
原来人也不知道自己的定期。
Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come.
弟兄姐妹，我们不知道我们有多少的生命日子。
Brothers, sisters.We don't know how much longer we can live.
回到我一上来讲的那一我的那许多大学的同学。
Now back to the story I'm telling you about my college friends.
你知道在这么一段短短的时间里面
You know, in this short time,
就走掉了一个。
So one of them passed away.
也许你会说他们已经那么老了。
Well, maybe you will say, well, they're old already.
但是我这一生里面，我刚出来做传道的时候，一年我做了六个追思礼拜。
But you know, the first year I came out as a full-time pastor.
从婴儿到老人。
I ministered like six funerals from child to seniors.
同你的岁数没有关系。
It has nothing to do with your age.
这是定期是什么
？It just when is your time?
但是如果你不明白这个道理的话
But if you understand all this,
你就会人在江湖身不由己
If you just live in this world and drift away with the world,
十二节的后面就是你我的现象
Now, the later part of the verse 12 is just like describe our situation.
鱼被恶网圈住
A fish are caught in a cruel net.
鸟被网罗捉住。
Or birds are taken in a snare.
祸患忽然临到的时候。
So men are trapped by evil times.
世人陷在其中。
Then a fall,
yes,
then a fall unexpectedly upon them.
你这生人生真是那么好吗
Is your life so beautiful?
你有你的人生的目标。
You may have your purpose of your life.
你把你的全人投进去。
You put your entire self into it.
你赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢
？Now what good does it if you put all your life into to earn the whole world? If you lose your life.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我的神，我的主。
My God, my Lord.
我知道你自己的信息进入了我们的弟兄姐妹的身上。
I know your message has entered the hearts of brothers and sisters.
以至于我不再需要呼召。
So that I don't need to call anymore.
大家都已经明白。
Now, brothers and sisters, all understand.
天父，孩子向你祈求。
Heavenly Father, your child is pleading here.
我求求你。
I plead to you.
打动我的弟兄姐妹们。
Move my brothers and sisters.
要他们在这一分钟里面做个决定。
So that they can
愿意走你的道路。
So that they make this decision at this moment that they want to walk your ways.
从小的地方开始
，starting from very small things，
珍惜你现在所给他们的一切
，treasure everything you have gifted to them，
让他们在每一分钟看见可以做你要他们做的事情的机会
，so that they can see the opportunities every minute they're living on earth，
给他们一个警醒的观点，知道日子不多。
It's also giving them a concept that they need to be alert because our days are numbered.
让他们真正的经历到从世界里面被释放出来。
So that they experienced the salvation from the world.
愿你自己儿子的赐的恩惠。
May your son's grace.
你的慈爱圣灵的感动与他们同在。
Your love and the movement of the Holy Spirit be with them.
And 让他们成为一个有用的人。
So that it be all become a useful person.
And 真正是那虚空的人生不再虚空。
So that the meaningless life no longer is meaningless.
And 成为非常实在的人生。
Become a realistic, a real life.
让他经历了跟随你的喜乐
so that you enjoy the joy of following you.
我们奉告主耶稣基督的名祷告
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.